We'll be continuing with the text of very nice thought training slogans from the Kadamba tradition. So we're on the fourth one that says, the best instruction is the constant observation of your mind. Okay, notice it did not say the best observation is the constant observation of what other people are doing. Yeah. It did not say that. It said of our own mind. But what is it that we usually look at? What other people are doing, right? And as a result, we're, you know, most of the time completely out of touch with what's going on inside of us. And then as a result, we're very surprised when we wind up in a mess, when, you know, things don't turn out as we had thought they would, when people we trusted, you know, betray that trust. I think so much of the problem, so many of the problems we have, is because we're always looking at other people's actions and not paying attention to what's going on inside of us. Yeah, because if we paid attention to what's going on inside of us, we would be able to notice our superimpositions on other people when we elaborate on their good qualities or elaborate on their bad qualities, making attachment and anger arise. We'd be able to notice even red flags. You know, sometimes we are observing somebody's action and there's a red flag. It's like, why is this person saying or doing this? But we want so much to have a certain kind of relationship with that person that we ignore the red flag. And because we're not aware of what's going on in our own mind, we don't realize that we did it until all of a sudden, sometime later, the person isn't acting the way we thought they were supposed to, according to our first assessment. And actually, our first assessment, we might have noticed something, but we just totally blocked it out because we didn't want to really see things that way. Had that happen? I've had that happen. Big mess afterwards. Yeah, if we pay attention to our own mind, we'll be able to really discern our motivation much better, and that will give us the ability to evaluate our actions without other people having to rely on other people to say if they liked or didn't like what we did. But if we look at our own motivation, we can tell if our motivation's wholesome, if it's unwholesome, and thus if the action was wholesome or unwholesome. Yeah. If we're out of touch with our own motivation, then whatever idea pops into our mind, we usually just follow it. Yeah. And then again, wonder afterwards why things are so sticky and confused. Yeah. It's because we didn't pay attention to, you know, what am I doing? And we've been talking a lot about agendas, having agendas and helping people because we have an agenda, or, you know, wanting things from other people because we have an agenda, being nice to them because we have an agenda of what we want from them. And all of this happens, again, because we don't observe our own mind. You know, when we can observe our mind closely, then we can see when we are objectifying people. Yeah, and that objectification of people occurs in so many different ways. If that person knows somebody that we want to meet, then that person stops being a human being in our eyes and just becomes an object who can introduce us to who we want to meet. Or if that person has a special quality, or if that person's wealthy, they cease to become a human being with feelings, and they start to become only that quality, and we relate to them based on what we can get out of them. You know, so we, you know, there's so much talk in the media now about objectifying women, but women aren't the only ones who are objectified, you know, and we do a lot of objectification ourselves. Yeah. So any time that, you know, when we don't observe our mind, then all these ways of just seeing people in terms of what can they do that will benefit me, that comes up. And that's such a disgusting way to relate to other people, don't you think? You know, when I see that in my mind, I feel really disgusted, you know, because like how can you respect yourself when you see other sentient beings only as tools to get you what you want? Yeah? And you know, that's what happens when we don't observe our own mind. Whereas when we do observe our own mind, we can see those things happening. When they're small, we can correct them. Yeah? We can, you know, be so much more aware of how our mind helps to create our experience, how our mind creates our impression of the environment that we live in. You know, because it sure does. You know, the attitude we bring to the table has a very direct effect on the experience we have from a certain situation. Mm-hmm. But without observing our minds, we can't see this. Okay, so very important, observe our own minds. This also influences, I mean, of course, a lot the karma that we create. And this observation of our own minds should really occur any time we have a Dharma teaching. You know, when we hear some description of how afflictions operate, how karma operates, how good qualities arise or whatever, we should start to observe our mind and see how those things work in our very own mind. Otherwise, we say a lot of things, but we don't really touch the Dharma. There's no experience of the Dharma. So I can talk more about specific cases of this tomorrow.